morning. Today's scripture lesson comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 13 to 17. Let us listen for the word of the Lord. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all have obeyed the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of God, of Christ. Here ends this morning's reading. So this is a very special day in the life of our congregation and in the life of our church. We are commissioning these three young people sitting behind me. And I want to bring to your attention on the back of the bulletin, in the little box, you'll see that we have links to two of the blogs, and we will get Savannah's blog once it gets settled. And the blogs have been very helpful and important to us because I hope you remember that last year we commissioned three young people. And I want to be able to give you a quick update. So Emily Stevens went to Asheville, where she spent the last very transformative year, as I have read her blog, working with Habitat. And for many of these young people, when the year comes to an end, there's a challenge about what will they do next. And so Emily's very long last blog post ended with, my employment journey has come to an end. I am happy to announce that my time doing service work has not finished. Big exclamation point. The other week, I was offered an AmeriCorps position at Asheville Habitat, and I accepted. I am absolutely thrilled, she writes, to continue working with the affiliate that I have come to know and love. And so she's going to be staying in Asheville for another year. Shana Miller went to Peru. If you have a chance, please look up her blog. This was a very transformative year for Shana in so many ways. Of course, she worked very closely with our friend Jeb Cobalt, so it was good for her. And Alex Sprague went to Chinook, Wyoming. I don't know if you remember, Alex had never been farther west, I think, than like Chicago. And he did a video blog, and he also talked about what a wonderful experience it was for him. So we've got a short video that we're going to show you. I'm just going to talk for another second after the video, and then I'm going to turn it over to our three guests. So hit it, Bill.
You live with people who also seem a really diverse set of things in their life. love being able to have this inner circle, you know, people I can go to that we just love.
We communicate in ways that's different than I usually do with my other friends, and we talk about the things that are really important in life. We just know friends like that, friends.
You know, if you're questioning God, or if you're questioning whatever you believe in, or what you want to do in life, just do something out of your comfort zone.
You know, you're going to be scared. There's going to be things where you're like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can go and live internationally or somewhere completely on the other side of the country. Don't let that fear rule your life. Like, just say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to see what it brings.
Push me to be more authentic and to think really deeply about everything, about who I am, about what I believe, and about the way that the world is, and the way that I would like the world to be.
I hope you enjoyed that. I'm just going to tell you a few quick things about the Yavs, and then the Yavs are going to speak. First of all, by definition, a young adult volunteer is anybody from 19 to 30. I just want to point that out. So, and the thing I love about this program is that there's a beginning where there's a discernment period where the people who think they want to be Yavs come together in retreat and discern whether this is really something that they were called to do. They spend their year in service living in an intentional community, either with a family or together, as you saw in the video, with other Yavs. And then I think this part's so important. When they come home, they have a retreat time to process what they have learned and how they've been. And for those of us who have been, like, to Nicaragua for just 10 days on a Bridges trip, you know that that transition, even after 10 days, is hard. So you can imagine what it's like after 10 months. And so the Yavs, and we are very blessed because they do their week of training at Stony Point. And so all of the churches nearby Stony Point get to commission some number of Yavs. And we've been doing this for years. And the connection we have made with these folks is really strong. And so I will encourage you to look for their blog posts, which will be posted on our webpage. And we have not discussed who's going to go first, but I've asked the Yavs to please tell us their names, a little bit about themselves, where they'll be going, what they'll be doing, but the most important question is, why have they felt called to do this? And so I'm going to turn it over to them.
Should we toss a coin?
Ben's going to say ladies first.
Okay. My name is Savannah Frazier, and I'm from Sumter, South Carolina. Lived there all my life. And I'm going to be going to New Orleans, and I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be working as a community outreach coordinator jointly with Faith Presbyterian Church, which is a small congregation in the Harvey West Bank area, and also with West Bank Community Ministries. I'm not exactly sure what all that entails, but I'm sure I'll find that out when I get there. I have been very unsure about my direction in life. After I graduated high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I kind of spent a long time stewing on that, and probably too long. And it almost felt like I was in a constant holding pattern. And so this is me jumping out of my comfort zone. So, and the idea of going somewhere for a year and building relationships and it's not purely for my own benefit, was something that really pulled me towards it. So that's it.
Hi, my name is Catherine Warren. I am from Atlanta, Georgia. And I will be going to the wonderful country of Peru tomorrow. It's kind of really surreal that we leave tomorrow, because last Monday I was in the airport saying goodbye to my parents, and I started crying, and I started walking through the security line, And my dad was like, oh, we're going to watch you. And I was like, why would you do that? Like, you're only going to make me cry more. So I started the security line, walked through a little bit, because in Atlanta, if you've ever flown to the airport, the security is just like this huge maze. And so they were waiting for me like really close to where the Starbucks is and the TSA agent is. And so I had to look at them again and like continue my tears. So I kind of, you know, have been in a Peru mindset for a week now. But the reason that I chose to be a young adult volunteer was I studied international affairs as well as anthropology in school. So I was trying to look for a way to experience both of those fields in a local setting with the church, because I've done some work with the church before. And I think that this is going to be a really good fit for me. And I think that going to Peru will help me to really be able to understand a culture that's different than my own. And I think that's it.
What are the questions?
Tell us about yourself. Where are you
going? Hello, I'm Ben Evans. I am originally from Florida, all over Florida. Both of my parents are actually clergy. And all of my family has some sort of connection to the AF program. You actually saw my sister in the video that you just saw up there, which was cool to see. And so I just graduated from Guilford College in Greensboro, North Carolina. And over the last year, as everyone has been asking me, what are you doing next year? My parents and sister have been nudging to, you should apply to AF. And so I did, and I'm going to D.C., Washington, D.C., in a very interesting time to be in that city. You know, I chose D.C. because I'm very interested in policy, and I want to be able to help the people who have power pay attention to what God is calling us to do in the world, to pay attention to issues like climate change and the homeless, because there's not enough focus on that. And having done a little bit of lobby work in D.C., I was hoping to interact with Capitol Hill, but I think this is God's way of saying, gotcha, because I'm going to be working in a homeless shelter, which is something that's going to be far more humbling, I think. But it's going to really show me a way of life that I haven't done or had to experience. I look forward to the work that I can do. I look forward more to what it's going to do for me and all that I can learn. And yeah, thank you for having us.
So, you may not know this, but our Mission Commission financially supports the AF program. It costs $22,000 a year for each young adult volunteer, and each volunteer is committed, in addition to the year that he or she spends away, to doing fundraising. So, if you have to commit to fundraise at least $3,000 if they're doing a national trip like Ben and Savannah, and $4,000 if they're doing an international trip like Catherine. And I mention that because if you go to their blogs, or if you just go to pcusa.org and look for YAV, you'll find a place where you can also, if you feel so moved, donate to help support them in particular, or the YAV program in general. And I just want to say we're going to be commissioning them in a few minutes, but I want them to know that not only will your home congregations be praying for you, but this congregation will be praying for you too. And we're grateful for your call to service and for your responding to them.